Granite rock. Fate whispers to the warrior, "You cannot withstand this storm." And the warrior whispers back, "I am the storm." Maybe at birth I was a boat, setting sail on the sea of the waves that happened to me. Or maybe I was the wave itself, connected with all the water there is. And I could aim for that rock over there and see what the weather brings my way. There used to be shamans who worked with the wind. They'd carefully gather it into knots, and you could pay them for a string, and you'd undo the knots at sea to brace yourself, to get your breath on the crest of a wave of the shocking nerve that you'll withstand. You are the wave. You tell yourself that there's no harm in the unexpectedness of rain, though the randomness of where and when a drop might fall has been described in an equation here and there. Since nothing ever comes from nowhere, and there's no sound without a source, the circling seabirds contain the proof, the way that knot could store the wind, the puffins and the cormorants, the leeches' petrels, herring gulls, the fulmars, all fulfill the energy invested and released in them. But gimlet eyes make up the rock, where clacking prehistoric beaks of gannets guard their modicum of space before they plunge through you, the wave.